Dean could have been a cowboy in another age. He was tall, he was lean, he was sporty and keen. He could walk on his hands nearly all day long. He was so strong. But Dean didn't fit US politics, for he'd side with the poor and not with the rich. There's no place for commies in Colorado, so he had to go. He could sing, he could act, some said neither too well, but he looked so damn good, so what the hell. He went out to Hollywood to make a name. That was Dino. Well, they bought and sold him, it's all in the game. That's how it is when you're courting fame. He got tied in a contract, leading nowhere, so he had to go down to Santiago. Yeah, headed down south, down to Chile, in the days of Allende, before Pinochet, where his views were in tune with the mood of the day. He had a hit song, and the crowd sang along with Dino. 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 Coup came, he could have been dead. He got thrown into jail for the things that he said. An American passport saved his head, but he had to go. Well, lucky for Dean, his fame had spread. He was invited east to sing for the Reds. A communist Elvis was something to be in the 70s. So he had to go out to Moscow. They got that tame rock and roller who lived the dream. Yeah, they're Yankee star, and they all wanted more of Dino. And so for a time, Dean had it all. That was all on offer behind the Berlin Wall. When Dean's music sold in the state record store, he made Elvis-type movies by the score. He didn't make money, but what mattered more was the love he received. Yeah, that mattered to Dean. Dino. Dino. Is fleeting, it's all in the game. Into the 80s, it wasn't the same. The times were changing as they always do. My Yiddish mama was no longer cool. And the thing that Dean now most wanted to do was go home. He planned one last great epic on wounded knee, about the downtrodden that was typical Dean. And he hoped and he schemed that when the film got screened, he could go home a hero. could be Boone's hero. Dino. 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 Then came 60 Minutes, a chance to put things straight to the American people and get past the hate. For the Yankee crooner across to the other side of the Great Divide. The reporting was fair and sympathized to the part where they asked if the Berlin Wall was justified. They had to try. That kind of guy. See, Dino had his pride. And so we blew it right there and then. Everyone could see it except for him. There were those enraged who vowed to end his days. The guns were out, they'd take him out. There was no room for commies in Colorado. And he better not go. It was a crushing blow. No, he couldn't go home. Dino. Dino. Gorbachev came and things had changed. He was scared that his looks started to fade. Well, at 46, it goes with the age. And the Russians had homegrown bands of their own. No more demand to see him perform. Then he heard that the funding had been withdrawn and the movie was gone that he spent so long working on. And that was too much to take, and he had to go down to the lake.